same question that I asked Jameson about experience and what separates teams in these final moments. Like, what is this team still trying to figure out, I guess, in some of those moments? You fought back at times. I mean, at Indiana, you fought back. But today, for them to close the way that they did, like, what is not happening in those?
Well, we didn't make shots, for one. Missed a couple free throws. I think those were critical. I thought some of our looks were really good, Adam, to be honest with you. And then we had probably two breakdowns defensively, but I just think we got to be able to make some of those clean, easy looks.
Those looks, and like Bruce missing the front end of 2 1-on-1s, he looks like maybe his legs, he looks a little fatigued. I don't know, are you seeing some of that, and do you need to develop more from your bench to help some of these guys
maybe,
out?
Yeah, maybe. We might have to look at that. You know, I don't know that that's – I know that's probably going to be a common thought with his legs, but, you know, I think his – I think he's more than capable of making that. So, but I do think we need to get more out of our bench.
Kind of going off that, what went into the rotation, the decision to shorten the rotation tonight? You know, with Zed and Dale playing less than 10 minutes, there really, you know, a lot of large stretches of the game, you guys were only running six deep, it felt like.
And that was just kind of the way the game went.
No, I guess how close do you feel this team is to kind of breaking through the last couple of games here? You know, you've had a lot of shots that weren't falling, but were good looks.
I thought we had some really good stretches of play. I really did. I thought we did some really good things. I thought our effort, Felix's effort in the second half was much better. You know, I think we obviously got some guys, a couple guys that are struggling to make shots right now. We'll look at it. I think when you're playing a good team, you know, we had a few too many breakdowns, and then we can't shoot 4-10 from the line when you're playing a good team. But I think the score didn't really reflect how close this game was. Obviously, anybody who watched it knows that. So give them credit. Again, it's a good team, veteran team. Give them credit.
There was a few defensive breakdowns in your mind. Like, when did those occur in the second half?
Really the last 4 or 5 minutes. I thought they straight line drove us a few times. We didn't plug a gap one time that we certainly should have. And our ball screen coverage, that was another one.
Do you feel like you can build off of with Roddy? Because the last 10 minutes were mostly better, aside from that last minute turnover. But do you think there's things you can take away as positives? Or
I like how he attacked. I really like how he attacked there late. Thought he had an opportunity to attack in the open floor one time where he kind of settled for that three. You know, we didn't do a good enough job getting to the line when we were in the bonus. So that's something I've got to help him with, and we've got to do a better job of. We got to be able to get to the line when we're in the bonus at that point. And we just didn't do it. And when we did do it, we didn't convert.
Obviously, Roddy, Jameson, and Bruce are going to be your go-to scorers, but you mentioned needing more from your bench, but just guys in general, are there guys on this team who can step up if those guys aren't hitting or being contained?
Yeah, but we've got to help them too, but I absolutely believe we do. We've got to help them. So that's going to be important for us as we continue to get into the guts of Big Ten play.
The late stretches again. People talk about, coaches talk about you know, well, my team just knows how to win games. We know how to win it at the end. You guys are struggling in that situation. How do you see that with this group of, like, trying to figure out, like, how to win and close?
Yeah, no, I think it's everything we've talked about. We have to be just better and tougher in those moments. And then I think a couple times we got to trust the pass a little bit more than what we've done. But at the same time, we really got a couple of the looks that we exactly wanted, if I'm being honest. So,
more mental than physical?
You know, I think there's probably some of that. You know, we got to get over the hump there, you know, in some of those areas. Guys got to just, you know, kind of some of these guys are – you know, we're going through it. They're young in their career, and we just got to be able to rely a little bit higher level on our defense and then be able to convert some of those easy looks.
The three guys who are your leading scorers, how concerned were you before the season? Are you still concerned? I know we just talked about it a little bit, but, like, man, if, you know, somebody could really step up, what would that mean for this team if a different guy maybe on each night kind of helped fill a gap?
Yeah, I think we've just got to, look at it as a staff and see, you know, who that might be. And it may not be, you know, one particular guy. It just may be a little bit more from a number of guys. I think, you know, the challenge is right now is, you know, we need high level detail stuff from some guys right now on both ends, and I think that alone would help us, and that's what we're challenging with.
Chris, when I want to go back to a little bit, you're talking about the screens. So, you guys did a good job in the first half, especially of getting over ball screens, whether it was Bruce or Roddy or Scotty, but when they went under, it kind of seemed like they were getting open mid-range jumpers. Do you plan to address that either in terms of hedging or blitzing a little bit more?
When we weren't going under many ball screens. Yeah, they got to the mid-range a couple times in a couple isolation situations. They made a three off of an inbound when we went under and we shouldn't have. But outside of that, there weren't many times that they got open looks off of us going under. But they did get to the mid-range a couple times, and they straight line drove us, and we had poor communication on an ice on the side where they drove it and got to the lane.
Identifying secondary scoring, how close is Scotty to being that kind of guy that can kind of take that next step and take on more of a load offensively?
Yeah, you know, I think for him right now, he's got to kind of let it happen. When he lets it happen right now, he's really effective for us. You saw that in the Indiana game. I think he's got to – sometimes he can get a little bit force things a little bit. You just got to let it happen. He's got to stay aggressive, let it happen. I do think when he does that, there's going to be opportunities for him to be another scorer that we need for sure.
And you guys, AJ Storr was really shooting well in the first half. In the second half, you did a good job of containing him, but then some of the other guys like Chucky and Max kind of started getting going in the second half. How do you think you did a good job of containing Storr at least the second?
Yeah, we changed our coverage on him and put two on him in a couple situations. And then the one late hurt us because he was able to kick it to Klesmet for an open three. But outside of that, we were able to contain him with the change in ball screen. But like I said, it did allow 11 to get a clean look.
Felix had a big and one there off an offensive rebound and then followed that with a huge block. What kind of impact does he have on this team, both defensively and then in rebounding, especially offensively?
I thought he was good in the second half. I did not think his effort was where it needed to be in the first half. But I thought in the second half he was really good for us.
Looking at the stat sheet, like we were talking about it before you guys came in here, there's not much that really stands out as far as being a huge separator. And so with respect to the fact that you're playing the number 15 team in the country and Wisconsin does a lot of good things, like this is a second straight loss, and I know it's tough to win in the league, but like what gives you confidence that this team has what it needs to not let this spiral?
Yeah, no, I have a high-level belief in this team. I really do. Yeah, I'm being completely honest. I have a high-level belief in this team and what we're doing and the fact that we're going to grow. You know, last year is last year. You know, this is a different group. The leadership is different, and it's early in the season. And I think the challenge for us right now is to take this and learn from it and grow. We have to be tougher in certain areas. We've got to be able to finish plays. But now I've really got a high-level belief in this group, and I can't emphasize that enough. Doesn't mean we're not going to have some struggles. You know, I really do think the challenge for us now as coaches and players is to learn from this, take some of the positives that were real in this right now, feel the disappointment and have that challenge us to be better in the areas that we need to be better in. We need to finish plays better. We need to be able to obviously make our free throws. We need to have the confidence to make open looks. And I think we need to be able to rely on our defense to close games out better than what we did. So I'm confident in all those things, and I'm really confident in this group. All right, guys.